Word of Life, a daily reading and reflection on the gospel of the day, a soothing respite from the daily grind. Listen to The Word of Life, presented to you by Monsignor Pedro C. Quitorio. Word of Life.
The gospel reading for June 28, 2022. Tuesday of the 13th week in Ordinary Time. It is taken from Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 to 27. As Jesus got into a boat, his disciples followed him. Suddenly, a violent storm came up on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by waves. But he was asleep. They came and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us. We are perishing." He said to them, "Why are you terrified, O you of little faith?" And then he got up, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was calm. The men were amazed and said, "What sort of man is this, whom even the winds and the sea obey?" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A short reflection on our gospel today. We have just celebrated the solemnity of the most Sacred Heart of Jesus. It was last June 24, last Friday. In that celebration, as we have reflected in here, we have understood how great, how limitless, how tremendous the love of God is for humanity, for the whole creation. But the only rub is we have reduced this truth into a mere devotion. Many times we fail to really understand His love in the concrete events of our lives. By concrete events, we mean to include even those challenges, crises, even the most difficult moment, those moments where we become or are tempted to doubt the love of God, without coming to terms and without realizing that we only experience, as Jesus did on the cross in Mount Calvary, God's fidelity, and even extremely at that, on the cross, as in no other. And yet, ironically, it is all those moments that we say, therefore, God does not love us. Because if He does, why will He subject us to suffering and pain and crises and difficulties and the cross? In the gospel today, although it was taken by the apostles as something like how powerful God is, because when they saw the Lord calming the sea, what they had in mind was, what sort of man is this whom even the winds and the sea obey? But the end, this universe, the cosmos obeying him, it is, I think, this great love. So when he said, when the apostles were tossed by a violent storm up on the sea, and the boat they were in was sunk by waves, but Jesus was just asleep. And the disciples were so terrified, and they had to wake up Jesus and said, "Lord, save us. We are perishing." And the Lord woke up and said, and by the way, he was calmly asleep at the vortex of the storm. And when he woke up, he said, "Why are you terrified, O you of little faith?" At this moment, the Lord may be teaching them, "Do you trust in my love for you? Because if you do, you will calmly sleep like I did, like he does, at the vortex of the storm." And this is where we're saying earlier, we see God's fidelity. And many of us have not yet experienced the real love of God or how faithful the Lord is in loving us, because we are afraid to go to the vortex, because we are afraid to let go and let God. And that's why ironically, we even associate crisis as God's absence, or the cross as God's absence. And we associate God's presence in summers, in beautiful weather. We associate God's presence in moments where we are riding on the crest of success, or in beautiful times. You see, this has been the most beautiful and strong catechism of Satan. When Job, for example, in the Old Testament, was being tempted, and things disappeared, his family was lost, his business and everything, and he would be seen one day sitting on a heap of trash, and he had sores and boils all over his body. The extreme situation of crisis. And Satan was tempting him, "Go ahead, leave that God, because he does not love you. Because if he does, why will you suffer? Why this extreme situation of suffering, almost dying, you're almost dying." Even his wife would taunt him, telling him, "Come on, why don't you curse God, your God, and die?" Christianity is different. The way of Christ is different. Because the way of Christ is love. The path to salvation, to happy life, is love. But the love that we want is the love that we have carved for ourselves, which actually is very selfish. It feeds on greed. It is inward looking. God is leading us. Come on, experience how God loves you, and you will notice there is more to life and happiness than you can ever imagine.
Thank you for listening to Word of Life, featuring today's Gospel and Time Reflections, brought to you as a special public service feature of the CBCP Media Office. Word of Life.